Tobia Breakfast, BBC Radio Sheffield. Now, as COVID-19 continues to leave its mark on thousands of families and friends, we want to bring you the stories behind the numbers. And today, we're going to remember John Knight from North Derbyshire, who recently passed away at the age of 71 from coronavirus. He was the vice chair of the trustees of the Derbyshire Unemployed Workers Centre. He also set up the Derbyshire Asbestos Support Team. Joanne Gordon was his colleague for many years. Joanne paid this tribute.
John was great to work with. I mean, I started as a volunteer and he really gave me the opportunity, the knowledge, the information. And really, I wouldn't be the coordinator of the organisation now if it wasn't for John Knight. He just knew so much. He knew so many people. He was so connected to the community. And he was really passionate about what he was doing in supporting people. And also, he had a great sense of humour as well. There was a particular project called the Vinatex Project, which was supporting former workers of the plant in Vinatex. And they were PVC workers and they used a raw ingredients called vinyl chloride monomer. And at a reunion, they found that there were lots of them that were feeling ill. And they approached John to ask if he would investigate if it was linked to work. And this was kind of a groundbreaking project because it involved the workers from the start. So they were involved in designing the project and what they wanted to get out of it. And we did get some surprising results, but it also had sort of implications for the fact that it was discussed more widely. And also we went on to change the legislation for industrial injury disablement benefit to include a condition called Raynaud's phenomena. I'd just come out of university, a little bit lost. What am I going to do with the rest of my life? I found the organisation, which was North Derbyshire Trade Union Safety Committee, which then became Trade Union Safety Team. And that's exactly what he did. He just shared everything that he knew with me and his contacts and he definitely took me under his wing. What was so important about our work then, it was community-based. And John was there in the community, supporting the community. And that really, it was kind of ahead of his time. You kind of need to do that kind of thing now for all the projects we're involved with. Yet John was doing it 20 years ago. He was one of them. I think that's what's important. He'd come from a trade union and an industry background. So he really was one of them. And for the greater good, really. You miss his knowledge and you miss his passion, but I think really as well, you miss the person that John was, and he always had these little phrases, and even now I've been quoting them. It's sort of like, as John Knight would say, and you've got a funny little phrase that you would say. I mean, some of them I don't even understand now, but you know, they're remembered because of John. I think he'll be remembered as somebody who was respected, a warm person who had so much knowledge and so much passion, wanted to support everyday people to ensure that they got justice. He'll have a legacy for all the work that he did for the Trade Union Safety Team and for the workers of Derbyshire and Chesterfield, but he will also have a legacy as a warm and passionate man.